Namaste, and thank you very much for joining us all the way from India. We very much appreciate your thinking, and I think it's late at night there, so we appreciate your coming in and talking to us.
Thank you very much. And the Big Bang experiment, we are also continuing in Vedas also. Now, I have about 40 minutes.
Yes, certainly, yes. And your information has been posted on our platform.
Acha.
Let's know that you will be
to us. Huh. Welcome all friends. We are very much blessed by the superpowers which control the world. Because at this moment also, they are trying to understand the Big Bang theory, which has been proved and given a scientific association and explanation and a method of doing sadhana through Vedas. So we are also starting our Big Bang. Welcome to you all. I am starting. First of all, let us understand what Vedas mean. Vedas is the world power, the power of spoken word, to create a new class of human beings which we generally call as the supermen and cosmic men. So the basic orientation of Vedas depends on the technology of sound. Let me again repeat, it is the technology of sound. And when I mean and what I want to convey by this word technology of sound is, the present day development in the entire universe is because understanding the technology of electricity. Similarly, we are going to utilize the technology of sound, which from now onwards we will call the Veda. So whenever I use the word Veda, I mean the technology of word. So instead of electricity, we are going to use sound. This is the first thing which you have to understand when we are studying Vedas. We are not reading anything which is Hindus or of any other religion, whether it is Christian or Islam. What we mean is, we are utilizing the word technology, the power of sound. Why is this so? Because the modern science has developed into this great extent because it always tried to go to the fundamentals of atom. And as it started understanding atom as an indivisible by Dalton, atom as divisible by the group of Bohr and Niels Bohr scientists, and later when they understood that atom is nothing but crystallized energy, the mass energy equivalence by Einstein. Again, I am repeating it so that you can understand the actual approach towards science is through understanding the fundamentals, even though at first you may not have a very clear definition understanding. That little knowledge you had about atom by Dalton, atom by the group of Bohr and other scientists, and then of course the supreme development of each atom is a source of power, the nuclear power. We grew. Similarly, when we go to the fundamentals of life, we always understand that life has three levels which are fundamental: the human body, the human consciousness, and the life which permeates it. The human body, which is physical, the physical body, and then we have the consciousness. You are aware of your physical body, which is different from others. And then we have a life which permeating all these different bodies in different levels of awareness. And we have humanity. Just as in science we have a mass energy equivalence, what we generally know as E is equal to mc squared, the Vedas have given a similar E is equal to mc squared formulas for energy and consciousness, for energy and life. Understand this point again and again. When you have an equivalence of energy and matter, you are alive. When you lose your energy equivalence with matter is lost, we go into a state which is known as a death. But suppose you have an energy and conscious equivalence, just as E is equal to mc squared, let us say E is equal to consciousness into some constant. Let us continue as c squared today. So instead of E is equal to mc squared, suppose you have an equation where E, the energy consciousness, is equivalent to your consciousness, which is controlled by a constant. Then you become immortal. That is the secret of reincarnation. We will understand reincarnation. And just as this physical formula, mass energy equivalence, as a course of experiments, in our Vedic literature also, we have a long range of experiments where you can get your identity, your energy being identified with your consciousness and not with your body. This basis technology of understanding this energy and consciousness are related to each other is what is known as yoga. Again, I am repeating, first Veda is the technology of sound. Now I am trying to introduce you how the Vedas give you the various conscious awareness of your past births, previous births, at the present birth goal, and also the various possibilities of future births, which you can decide in which direction you have to take the birth. So this is based on two basic Vedic principles, which are known as the Dhanurveda and the Sthapatya Veda. The Vedas, which deal with Dhanurveda and Sthapatya Veda, is also known as Pranayama and Asanas. So the entire Vedic understanding, again and again, even though I am repeating myself, remember that when I am using the word Veda, I want you to understand that you are utilizing a sound, a technical process of utilizing sound. And now I am giving you a clue that in Dhanurveda and Sthapatya Veda, parts of consciousness, understanding, awareness, understanding, what we generally say, I am that I am. You are aware that you are. That awareness is fundamental. You don't need any proof that somebody else must come and tell you that you are, you are. I am that I am. To understand this I am, which generally other scientists in spiritualism used to say, man, know thyself, starts with the basic asanas and pranayamas. Again, unfortunately, the asanas and pranayamas have been misunderstood. At the present stage, the asanas are being utilized as exercises, and the breathing is also utilized as a technique by which your taking and breathing air enhances your physical health. But fundamentally, the Vedic technology wants you to understand your consciousness. And in this bargain, it tells you that once you understand your consciousness, once you understand Veda, the sound technology, Every part of your body can be remodeled instantaneously. Let me repeat, instantaneously. And when you can change your organs in the body, a instantaneous cure can be done by mastery of the Vedic asanas and Vedic pranayamas. It is very good that we have a lot of Vedic asana teachers and pranayama teachers, but much of it is not based on the Vedic technology, but it is a means of physical exercise. How to convert this physical aspect of asanas and yoga into a conscious level? For this, we should understand the theory of evolution. In general, the general principle is traced as a development of consciousness from mineral kingdom to plant kingdom, from plant kingdom to animal kingdom, and the various levels of animal bodies seems to culminate as our most understood, and probably it is treated as the crown of all the kingdom on planet Earth, the human body. Now I am talking about evolution. Evolution is what we should understand is the various steps of growth. The various steps of evolutionary growth can be landmarked as the mineral kingdom jumping into the plant kingdom. Please understand the word I am using, jumping into the plant kingdom, because how a mineral converts into a plant, that evolutionary steps are not known. It is a jump. And probably this jump in the atomic kingdom was taken when understanding the quantum theory, the quantization of energy. So when the mineral kingdom jumps into the plant kingdom, there is a quantum leap. From the plant kingdom, we jump into the animal kingdom, we have a quantum leap. Please concentrate and try to understand what I am trying to make you understand. The jump from mineral kingdom to plant kingdom is one level of evolution. And then from plant kingdom to the animal kingdom, another level of evolution. And now, when we are in the human body, when you have developed all these gems and all these technologies, all these comforts, and everything we have as in comforts, and our ability to talk with each other from different places, this is all because of the human body's consciousness tried to understand, to penetrate the secrets of nature. This ability of human body to penetrate into the various conscious levels. When I say consciousness, I mean you are conscious that you are you are. Somebody else's consciousness that he is he. Everyone is I am, I am, I am, I am. This I am consciousness is supposed to be the crown of animal kingdom. And now Vedas say, just as there is a mineral kingdom jump to plant kingdom and a plant kingdom jump to animal kingdom, the entire humanity is now ready to jump into a higher level of consciousness, which is completely different from human consciousness. Remember that a mineral kingdom is different from plant kingdom. The animal kingdom body is different from plant kingdom. Similarly, when you understand the Vedic aspect, the sound technology, we have five clear-cut jumps in consciousness. You jump from one type of consciousness to another type of consciousness, to another type of consciousness, to another type of consciousness. Why I am repeating it like this is because one who takes this, trying to jump from human body to the higher level of consciousness, I think we should not use man. Therefore, the Vedic literature has used it as a rishi. One who jumps from the human body consciousness and enters into that new level of awareness, his thinking process, his talking process, his living process will be as different as the lives of a plant and an animal kingdom. And when I am taking this animal kingdom, I am adding human body also, because now as he is a social animal. And now what our course is trying to do, what you are all and I and all other great mystics, and when I say mystics, I am not saying about a particular caste or a particular creed or a particular religion, whether a Christ, whether a Muhammad, whether a Buddha, whether a Plato or a Socrates, all these mystics, these are all spiritualists. And those human beings who have not reached this jump to the Rishi kingdom, but try to plan and act as they have taught, it becomes a religion. Another new religion is born. So this is the difference between spiritualism and religion. Spiritualism, a spiritualist is one who has taken the jump from the human body to what we can say the divine body, the Rishi body. Now, this jump of human body into the various levels of Rishi or divine bodies is based on five principles. So, what we have now understood is that the ancient Veda and Vedic literature identifies a single universal source of all orderliness in nature. The ancient Veda and Vedic literature identifies a single universal source of all orderliness in nature. You have to concentrate on this sentence, a single universal source of all orderliness in nature. Orderliness in nature, not chaos. This is what the Vedas have tried to give us. But because we could not understand this technology, many people think that it is something which is songs by some barbarians. But the ancient Veda and Vedic literature identifies a single universal source of all orderliness in nature. Now, this universal source of all orderliness has within itself all the diverse laws of nature. Again, try to hear it with rapt attention. This universal single source of all orderliness has within itself all the diverse laws of nature governing life at every level of the manifest universe. The entire animate and inanimate creation is based on these laws and their sequential unfoldment. Now, why I am stressing on this is, when once you go into the Vedic Vedas and the Vedic literature, there are 4 Vedas and 36 Vedic literatures, a total 40. These 40 laws of the unique source of life, not consciousness and matter, then everything of the present, past and future will be in your hands. One becomes omnipotent, omniscient and omnipresent. But the difference between the religion and spiritualism and mysticism must be very clear to you. For example, in physics you can say that Einstein has discovered E is equal to mc squared, that is spiritualism. But the school's children who try to understand and read it and mug it up and try to use it in their schools is a religion of that mysticism. Now this spiritualism gives one a very interesting approach towards life. What is it? First is, your body is the temple. What in Vedas it is called as Deho Devalaya Proktaha. Deho means body, Devalaya means temple. And many people think that all machines and instruments that the scientists have created is based on human body. For example, the telephone. The basis is our ears. The grinders, our stomach. The cameras and the development is our eyes. The pumping machines, our heart. And of course, the technology which we are now using, the computers, is a very, very, very small reflection of the abilities of brain. So the first of all approach when you are studying Vedas is, you are trying to understand your physical body. You are going to become the temple, the temple of the ultimate single source of the cosmic universe. This is again the approach with you should try to understand our course. We are not reading something divine. We are not reading something religious. We are not trying about any caste or any differences. We are trying to understand our human bodies, fully understanding that the present development and the all-knowing aspect of the computers. For example, when you go into the Google search and ask any question, you get the answer, is nothing but a very, 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 very weak reflection of brain's immense capacity. And that you can do it. And how we are going to do it is by understanding the five principles that are in the Vedas. And I told you that one who is trying to read the course is already given the degree in his brackets. When you start the first day in your course to become a doctor, even though you need 5 years to put that name before you, you are already a doctor in the making. Therefore, now that we are together trying to understand Vedas, we are all rishis. So now onwards, I will use the name rishis for making you understand the five principles in nature. The first principle we know is the earth principle. Prithvi Devata, that is what the Veda call it. So whoever is interested in the Prithvi Devata and starts with his body, he has become a rishi. So whenever you call yourself as a rishi, whenever we are titled as a rishi in our courses, it means that you are concentrating on the earth principle. The Sanskrit name is Prithvi. The next, the water principle, Varuno Devata. Then you become a Maharshi. You try to understand these terminologies. Rishi, earth principle. Varuna, that is water principle, is Maharshi. And then we have the fire principle, Agni. He becomes a Rajarshi. One who understands the fire principle in nature is called the Rajarshi. Then the air principle, Vayur Devata, it is known as the Brahmarshi. And then one who understands the Akasha, the sky, the ether, he is known as the Devarshi. So the entire Vedic literature leads you step by step from the Rishi state, earth principle, the Maharshi state, the knower of the water principle, the Rajarshi state, the knower of the principle, fire principle, the Brahmarshi, one who knows the air principle, and the Devarshi, one who knows the sky, the ether principle. In all these principles, let us be very clear that one principle is just like a string through the pearl garland. The Agni principle, the fire principle, is the coordinating power, energy, which is related with the earth, water, air and sky principle. When I am utilizing these principles, in the Vedic literature, it is said to be a devata. When you know the principle, it becomes a devata. If you know the earth principle, it becomes Prithvi devata. If you know the water principle, it becomes Varuna devata. If you know the fire principle, it becomes the Agni devata. If you know the air principle, it becomes Vayur devata. If you know the sky, you become Akasha devata. Now, let me be very clear when I am trying to make you understand the principles and fire. Let us take the example of water. If you remove the fire in it, the temperature, if it is falls down, the Agni principle, the fire principle is removed, it becomes a solid. It becomes the earth principle. Now you slowly give Agni, heat it slowly. The solid principle goes through an evolutionary state where it starts melting, and when the entire ice melts, it becomes water. It reaches the water principle, the liquid principle. Now again you heat it, it becomes vapor, it becomes a gaseous principle, the air principle. And when you give more and more heat to it, the molecules of the water go away from them, and in between you will have the Akasha principle. Now we have the four states: the solid state, the liquid state, the gaseous state, and of course the vast difference, distance between the molecules of the gases, the sky principles. So the solid, liquid, gaseous and sky principles, the Prithvi, Varuna, Vayu, Akasha principles, are now, we have understood, is linked with Agni, fire. That is why the Rig Veda, the first Veda, and the first Sukta of it is based on Agni Sukta, the fire principle and how to utilize it. And now let me try, and you always remember to understand that when I am talking about the solid, liquid, gaseous and sky principles, I am not talking about the solids, liquids and gases. I am talking about your thoughts. A solidified thought, a liquid thought, a gaseous thought and a sky thought, Akasha thought. So this change of four levels of thoughts are the four Vedas. The Rig Veda goes to the source. The Samaveda goes to the liquid state of thoughts. The Yajurveda, being gases, going anywhere. But the Yajurveda can be of two types. It may be a positive or negative. Therefore, you have a Shukla Yajurveda and a Krishna Yajurveda. And then if you go one more step, you go to the Atharva Veda. So this thought, understanding principles and making the thoughts a solid, a liquid or gaseous or airy principles is the true aspects of Vedas. And now many miracles are seen in the prophets, in the mystics, in the yogis. All the miracle is nothing but their ability, by utilizing the fire principle, converting the dead particles in the human body or an organ which is not properly functioning, slowly through the water, air and ether principles, and from there they create a healthy principle, and as they remove the heat, it becomes a healthy body. The miracles in curing incurable diseases like cancer, we have seen practically that one woman who was cancer patient, when she worked to help cancer patients, suddenly the remission started and she is cured. This you can get in our books by our Gurudev, Param Pujya Gurudev, in the 20 books, but later I will talk about it in my next class. But the most important principle which the entire Vedic literature is based is on the fire principle. This fire principle, when it is utilized as a source or a technique or a methodology by which you can understand the one life source in the entire humanity, in Vedas it is called as yajñas. And you know, yajña is translated into English as sacrifice. And what do we mean by sacrifice? Whenever something happens, a calamity happens, we sacrifice as much as we can to others. Sacrifice is giving what you have in large quantities. So the rishis have developed a process of utilizing the fire principle in yajna, so that instead of giving your physical sacrifice, you sacrifice your thoughts. You try to understand how to sacrifice your knowledge. The scientists, they got a source to the power, a formula to the electricity or to the magnetism or to the other sciences, and then they have sacrificed it. They have given it to the entire humanity. And now the entire humanity has only one thing to do. It has to know the sacrifice technique and do it. There are four very clear-cut sacrifices in yajñas which are meant. One is known as the Gomedha. The Gomedha means the sacrifice of the cow. Ajamedha means the sacrifice of the sheep. Sarvamedha means that which have everything in the brain. And of course, the pinnacle of all these medha yajñas is known as Ashwamedha, which is now being done in New Zealand and also in India, and it was done in America also. But this thought-spreading principles is what we as the Vedic students should understand. In the beginning, when I was talking about this class, I told you that the asanas and pranayamas are very, very, very important to know your past birth, your present birth, and the direction you want to give to your future births. These four yajñas will help you. When I say cow medha, I'm not talking about the physical cow to be slaughtered, butchered and given as a sacrifice. I want you to understand that the entire Veda is only thoughts, thoughts, thoughts and thoughts. It may be a crystallized thought as a cow, or it is a vaporized thought of a cow, like the sun. That is why in Vedas, Go has 172 meanings. Of them, one meaning is cow, and another meaning is the rays of the sun. Are you able to understand that each ray of the sun is a separate, I am of the sun? I think you have not understood properly what I am trying to convey. The sun is there. He is giving you rays. The rays which fall on the planet Earth, the sequence in which they differ the timings differ. That which falls first on planet Earth, we call it as the east side. Later and later and later as the rays fall on different part, we call it as the west side. This understanding, medha in Sanskrit also means knowledge. So understanding the rays of the sun, are you able to understand that each ray which comes from the sun is different from other rays? This other difference is the cause for the I am, our consciousness. You are because of the ray of the sun that is entering into you. That is where the entire Veda is based on sun. Then we can talk about the other sheep and how the horse is very important as a source of energy. You know horsepower? The thought is always about the horsepower. When you buy some car or some machine to move, if it is a 1 HP machine and if it is a 20 HP machine, you already know the force with which you can move, the power with which you can move. So the Ashwamedha is not a physical horse about which we are talking about, but about the power we have in our brains. And that is why when we talk about devatas, we have different vehicles. And all this I am trying to explain you, that each devata sits on an asana. And even when we see Christ, we find the sheep in his hands. And when we talk about Krishna, we find cows around him. So this sheep and cows and other vehicles, the various asanas that you practice in asanas, we have these asanas also. The Gomukha asana for what we call to understand the power of the sun. And all these asanas, when the brain power it is utilized to it, the Ashwamedha is utilized to it, it becomes the pranayama. So from one animal thought to another animal thought, for example, from a sheep thought to a goat thought, cow thought, are you able to understand the meaning of it? A sheep is a sheepish thought. You can understand what I mean by it. And then a ashwa thought, which is a powerful thought. A sheepish thought and a horse-like thought. And then, of course, like the cow-like thought, the goat thought. So all these thoughts and their yajñas are given in the Vedas. And that helps us to understand the laws of karma. You change your thought, you are changed. As you think, so you become. If you like to become a brain, to have your brain like an engineer, what you do is you try to think like an engineer. It takes 5 years. If you want to become a doctor, you have to know how to think like a doctor. And now, once you know how to think like a doctor or an engineer, your consciousness has changed from an unknowing man to an engineering man, from an unknowing man to a medical man. Unknowing mean, I mean about the knowledge. One who doesn't know about the knowledge of engineering becomes an engineer. The thought has changed and nothing has changed in his physical body. Similarly, when we are trying to understand how the sun rays transfer the time consciousness, it is a quantum leap from a human being to a rishi being and all the 5 rishis. And then, what are those real forces in our bodies which we'll have to understand and manipulate to understand the real Vedic sound technological knowledge? All of us know that we have 5 karmendriyas. 5 karmendriyas means with the sense organs which are utilized, the hands, the legs. So what we say is the 5 action senses. Then 5 jnanendriyas. We have 5 knowledge-gaining senses. And these 5 action-oriented senses and 5 knowledge-oriented senses have to have some energy. There are 5 pranas. And these 5 pranas, pranas means energies, have got their own 5 principles, what I have already talked about. All of these pranas, knowledge-gaining senses and action-gaining senses, have 5 fundamentals only: the earth principle, the water principle, the fire principle, the air principle, and the kites principle. And also remembering that it is the fire principle which controls the other 4. So 5 karmendriyas, 5 jnanendriyas, 5 pranas, 5 principles, that makes 20. And your own consciousness, forget about the body, these 20 are the body's principles. The 5 action-oriented indriyas, the 5 knowledge-oriented indriyas, the 5 energies to guide it, and the 5 principles are our human body, which in itself has 4 technical aspects, what is known as manas, buddhi, ahankara, and chitta. This 20 plus 4 is equal to the 24 science energies, scientific energies, are included in the famous Gayatri Mantra. And now you can understand that this Gayatri Mantra has no religion to it. If you have 5 karmendriyas, 5 jnanendriyas, 5 pranas, 5 principles, we have the mind, buddhi means intellect, ahankara means egoism, and chitta means the mind stuff. So anyone who has got these 24 is entitled to understand the research of these scientists. And those at present, not in the Rishi level, but on the great man's level, the great politicians controlled by earth principle, the great business people are controlled by the water principle, the great scientists are controlled by the fire principle, the great actors are controlled by the air principle, and the teachers are controlled by the ether or sky principles. This you should remember: politicians, the earth principle, business people, the water principle, the scientists, the fire principle, the actors, the air principles, and teachers, the sky principle. The rishis, the politicians have to be converted into rishis, the business people will become maharshis, the scientists will become rajarshis, the actors will become brahmarshis, and the teachers will become devarshis according to the Vedic concept. And they are not related to one place. They are all world. There will be a one world, and the time has come now that there should be only one world governed by these 5 rishis. And for this, we should understand that Gayatri Mantra, what I have told you, what is chanted as Om Bhur Bhavasva Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat, gives the vibrations for the quantum jump. I am talking about the quantum jump from the human state to the Rishi, Maharshi, Rajarshi, Brahmarshi, and Devarshi. And that is why Gayatri Mantra is known as the Vedamata, Devamata, and Vishwamata. Mata in Sanskrit means mother, in whose womb the seed becomes the totality. A plant seed becomes a whole tree and becomes a source for many other seeds. In mother's womb, in the human mother's womb, what happens, as if in the seeds in the womb of planet Earth, when properly sowed, happens in a woman's body, and the multiplication continues for the forthcoming rishis. That is why Parampuja Gurudev always used to say that the coming era is the era of the women's. And maybe the name of the President of India, Srimati Pratibha, is a pointing finger, because Pratibha means talent. And in the end, the basic thing in Vedas you have to remember is, as you sow, so shall you reap. And these from the brain waves, they are given as the beta waves, which are the normal thought to panic. Then the alpha waves, daydreaming and visualization, and then the theta waves, that everything comes out of the blue, and the delta waves, I feel as if I read the mind, people's minds. And then the awakening mind, that is what the Veda will lead you to. And when you see this figure, which is in probably, I'm not sure that you are able to see it, but again I'm giving you the reference to the slide 19. These four forces, the Rigveda, the Samaveda, the Yajurveda and the Atharvaveda, are these four, alpha, beta, theta and delta waves. These are the four forces which solidify as the human body, in the as the head is beta waves. That is what we call as the Samaveda, solidifies as the brain. The hands and heart are the alpha waves, the intellect, which is solidifies as our hands. The digestive and sexual organs are the theta waves, the egoism and ahankara, and the lower parts are the delta waves and the roots. So, this is what is known as the basic laws of living in the four levels of consciousness, the Rig, Yajur, Sama and Atharva. And now, the last point which I want to tell you, and I will stop my lecture. You remember that our mind is the beta waves according to the brain waves, and the Rigveda gives the real source of energy to the beta waves. The buddhi, the intellect, the alpha wave is given by Samaveda, which creates our visualization, our dreams. Our egoism, the theta waves, are given by Yajurveda. And you know, the egoism can be of two types, the positive or negative, the white and black. That is why the Yajurveda is said to be the Shukla Yajurveda and the Krishna Yajurveda. And of course, your mind consciousness, the delta stuff, is known as the Atharva Veda, which makes you what you are. And now we have nine holes in our body to get energies. We have nine holes, receiving centers in our body. The two ears, the two eyes, 2 plus 2, 4. The two nostrils, 6. And then the mouth, 7 in the upper part. And the anus and the urinary tract, making 9. And these five forces, Rig, Sama, Yaju and Atharvaveda, when they utilize these 9, we have the possibility of 4 into 9, 36 energy values. That is why we have the four Vedas and 36 Vedic literature, which gives a lot and lot and lot about our caste systems, our abilities to life, our ability to lead our lives, and our ability to future. So with this introductory thoughts, I invite you all to read Vedas, master them as a process of understanding our thoughts, and let us say that when you can think of unity, peace and love, these thoughts will change the universe into heaven. Jai Gurudev.
Dr. R.K., can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Thank you very much for your speech and information on Veda.